he certainly will be.
School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. WWAGD, What Would Amy Goodman Do? By Ashley Marinaccio. Directed by Alana Stein. Live from Radio Coat, 24-hour newsroom, January 18th, 2014.
This is from at Democracy Now. Mayor of town that hosted hashtag Fukushima nuclear plant says he was told, quote-unquote, no accident could ever happen. Hashtag Futaba, hashtag Japan.
Oh, no. Well, I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report for January 18, 2017. I am Amy Goodman. We are broadcasting live for you from our underground studio in our radiation-free bunker from what is left of New York City. We are moving in on the third anniversary of the Indian Point nuclear disaster. 20 million people died or went missing on that day, January 18, 2014, the day afterwards. The nuclear meltdown of Indian Point is the greatest disaster in American history. We're joined now by a surprise guest. President of the United States and New Jersey's former Governor Chris Christie? Mr. President, I must admit that you are one of the last people I'd expect to find inside Democracy Now! Bunker this morning. For years, you embraced nuclear power.
Not anymore, Ray. Not anymore.
According to the note card I was just passed by a Secret Service member who has just showed up randomly in my studio, it appears President Christie has started an acoustic rock duo with former New Jersey resident Bruce Springsteen and would like to inform Democracy Now! Listeners about it. Their album, C Street, is available on iTunes. Proceeds from the album will go to support New York and New Jersey refugees, most of whom have been relocated to camps in Los Angeles and Portland. In addition to this, he's also willing to answer some hard questions about the nuclear disaster.
Accident! Amy, it was an accident.
About the nuclear disaster, so he can set the record straight. President Christie, we welcome you to Democracy Now! Thank you for traveling from Washington, D.C. to join us here at the studio. President Christie, please explain what happened on that day. On that day, January 18, 2014, and the day afterwards, when you decided it was time for millions of people who live in your state to leave.
Now, Amy, out of the goodness of my heart for your listeners, I will answer a few questions about the accident. But I'm actually here to talk about my new album. If you don't remember, I ran my presidential campaign with the motto, From Doom to Gloom, and I'd prefer if we leave the past behind us.
But Mr. Christie, we're coming up on the third anniversary.
But since we're coming up on the third anniversary of the accident, I do agree, it's time to open up. But first, I'd like to share with your studio audience a cut from my latest album. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. I shouldn't sing that, but what do you mean insensitive? I was trying, but you were mentioning.
About that day, Mr. President?
Well, Amy, from my understanding, on that day, long ago, the union at the power plant decided to go on strike. So to punish those ungrateful workers, so when the phone call came from the governor of New York, I got Jersey strong. And I organized the mass evacuation of my people.
Mass evacuation? The numbers here suggest
that. Okay, right at the start, we knew we weren't going to be able to get everybody out, so... I mean, it's just not possible with our infrastructure. I mean, it was built in the early 20th century, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and was it ever maintained? Did you ever consider modernizing the older infrastructure?
We only got two highways and a couple bridges. Now, look, all those people in New York, they were on the bridges, they're trying to get out, so as a result of that, there was actually a gap created between those who were able to get out and those who weren't.
You mean the rich and the poor, the people who had access to leave and those who didn't.
Amy, we were able to evacuate over 1,400 residents from northern New Jersey to Pennsylvania.
Well, it seems our studio is unimpressed with that number. Do you have anything to say to them?
All of you are ungrateful!
Yeah.
Mr. President, you know that you can't say that word on the air.
What? You mean all you are afraid of a little in Jersey, we...
Well, listeners, I just don't know how all those feral cats got in here. I will open up the floor for one question from our studio audience at the time. You, ma'am, you look like you have something to ask President Christie.
Yeah. President Christie? I lived in New Jersey at the time of the meltdown, but I happened to be on vacation at Disney World with my lover Big Danny when it all went down. Now, I'm looking for Big Danny's sister, his nephew's lover Spike. Well, ma'am, I understand. Now, I have a list here of the evacuees, residents of the most affluent counties in New Jersey, Monmouth, Somerset, in addition to yourself. Your staff members, John Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, and Kesha?
Hey, she's not even from Jersey!
My job as governor was to preserve New Jersey's rich cultural resources for generations to come. And I am proud to say that thanks to my efforts, these national treasures were saved from the initial exposure. But what about Danny and Spike? No one came for them.
Mr. President, you saved only 1,400 people out of millions. I'd say your plan failed.
Hey now, I'd rather you focus on how these refugees have moved past these horrific events. How our heroes are stronger than the fallout. See, you never go wrong with dropping the word hero. Even your studio audience, Amy, they love American heroes.
Our listeners at home can't see this, but it appears President Christie's staff has joined us and is using some physical and verbal gestures to remind our audience to support our president.
God bless America. All is well here, Amy. All is well.
God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with light from above.
See, well, all is well here, Amy. In honor of our heroes, I have another track off my upcoming album. 'Cause we're stronger than a storm. Oh, stronger than a storm. Oh. That song was commissioned by my administration.
Yeah, using our tax dollars.
I thought you people supported the arts.
And this is the song you and Bruce Springsteen sang at the White House Christmas tree lighting this past year?
That's right, he's a dear friend.
But Mr. President, you were not friends many years ago. Can you tell us about how your friendship evolved into what it is today? A musical duet?
Let's just say I had my people talk to his people.
In the same way they're communicating with our live studio audience?
Absolutely, Amy.
As we were saying before, what about those who are still forced to be living within the greater Indian Point area in New York and New Jersey? They do not have access to full health measurements, health treatments, health insurance, the kind of support that they need. And they're also told that any diseases or sicknesses that they have is not caused by radiation. Do you have anything to say or sing about that?
They were told to leave, Amy. I mean, the U.S. government can't be responsible for the personal decisions people make to risk their own lives.
We can't just leave, Mr. President. We don't have jobs, money, homes. We have no place to go. We've been exposed to so much radiation that we would put the lives of those in the refugee camps at risk.
Do you have anything to say to that, Mr. President?
I'll have my people talk to her people.
My understanding is that there was a traffic jam on the George Washington Bridge during the evacuation that prevented millions of New Yorkers from leaving.
Amy, you have to remember, at no time in the history of man has anyone tried to move 17 million people in 48 hours. It's impossible.
And you have not returned back to your home state?
I left because short exposure to that type of radiation can put your life at risk.
And yet the people of New York and New Jersey continue to press on. Why do you think that is?
I because they don't got nowhere else to go.
And I suppose our listeners here and across the world are wondering why President Christie has located our studio and randomly decided to be a guest on Democracy Now! Today.
Remember? You invited me, Amy.
Why President Christie's people have decided to talk to my people.
Fair enough.
Mr. President has selected our news program to make a very special announcement.
I'm coming out of the closet, Amy! The nuclear closet. I'm anti-nuclear now.
Mr. President, you were a fierce proponent of nuclear power. You were pushing for 2 more reactors to be built in New Jersey, even closer to New York City.
I had been supporting the nuclear power plants on the condition that no accident, no disaster would be allowed to occur.
Just like you still support offshore drilling.
Yo, get this right. I support offshore drilling on one condition. As long as no oil is spilled and no fishes is hurt.
Mr. President, I... Never mind.
Look, Amy, without nuclear power, my state would be losing the financial benefits. Perhaps unable to go forward economically.
And that's bullshit! Boo!
I saw that building the new reactors was perhaps the only way. But after the disaster, the decision to promote nuclear power is now something unthinkable to me. It's bigger than anything we can cope with.
So, after this catastrophe, who's pushing for these nuclear power plants?
Well, the nuclear power system is constructed to use huge amounts of public tax dollars. And this is a very tasty position for these large corporations.
No corporation?
That reminds me, folks, of another cut coming off my upcoming album. This one's a sing-along. I hope you join. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
We have to go to break. As a reminder to our listeners at home and around the world, right before the Indian Point meltdown, President Obama talked about a nuclear renaissance and pushed for the building of several new plants for the first time in decades. You know, we could have learned from the Fukushima disaster in Japan years before, but we didn't. It was a disaster of all humanity, of the entire world. And the Earth will not be able to cope with any further nuclear disasters. For the children of the future generations, I hope we can stop this now.
Come on, everyone, sing along with me. Come on. Kumbaya. You know the words.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my lord.
I want to thank you very much for joining us on Democracy Now!, President Chris Christie, the former governor of New York, New Jersey at the time of the meltdown. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. Stay with us. After the break, President Christie and his C Street Band will apparently be performing more live for our studio audience.
I said fucking sing!
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. Oh, Lord. Kumbaya.
This has been WWAGD, What Would Amy Goodman Do? By Ashley Marinaccio, directed by Ilana Stein. Presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Kat Plazas and Kelly Riley, with live cue cards from Carrie Morris. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.